off yesterday, the real source in the Gemara to try to figure out what a possible mocha for Kinyan Shtar is by Kiddushin. So we try Kesef, we had problems with it, we had problems with the problems, back and forth and back and forth. In the middle of all this discussion, so Tosfos threw a curveball at us. Tosfos said that one of the factors, pro and con, in terms of this limud of Kesef and Shtar, is going to be the factor of Kinyan Agav. And somehow Kinyan Agav got thrown to the Chilin. And again, it got thrown really, no pun intended, it got thrown to the Agav. It got, what did we want, right? Okay, wasn't planned? Okay. It was thrown in really, really roundabout because we were pimpling about whether Karka, he played the Behektish, could that be used as a reputation. And somewhere in the middle of this whole Shach Vataya, Taisa threw in the line that Kinyan Agav is important. So Kinyan Agav is important. So Rabbi Kivega actually read the whole Taisa, actually paid attention to whatever Taisa is. And Rabbi Kivega said, hey, wait a second. You see from this Taisa that Kinyan Agav is a Zeraisa. Again, that's not obviously the main thrust of Asugya, but it was important enough to catch Rabbi Kivega's attention, and it's important enough to raise a red flag. Hey, wait a second, is that really true or not? So Rabbi Kivega refers you to another Taisus in Bava Kama Daf Yudbeis, where Taisus develops a theory in Bava Kama Daf Yudbeis that Kinyan Agav must be Derabbanan. It's part of a greater and grander theory of Taisus, that there is a Gemara in Bava Kama that talks about whether Avadim had the status of Metaltan, the status of Karka. The Gemara singles out three areas of halacha, completely ignoring the regular areas, completely ignoring the normal questions of avadim karka like metaltlin, the onor sugyas, and the shvu sugyas, and the kepa sugyas, in effect all the deraita sugyas, says Tosfos. The reason why the Gemara ignored it is because there was no question that on the level of deraita, avadim are like karkos. That was not negotiable. Remeir, heligar remeir, but for us it's not negotiable. Avadim hukshul karkos. The question that came up in Bava Kama Daf Yudbeis was vis-a-vis Dinim Derabbanan, what should that take be? Dinim Derabbanan, on the one hand, Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. On the other hand, between you and me, the Eved doesn't really look like Karka. It looks much more like Metaltlin to me than to a piece of Karka. So therefore, we're not quite sure where to place Avadim, and therefore maybe on the level of Derabbanan, we're going to treat Avadim like Metaltlin. So in order for tells Bava Kama Yudbeis to be correct, they have to be certain that each case that appears above a common few days is in fact derabbanan. If any of the cases is not derabbanan, then the whole theory goes up in smoke. And Taisus took this theory, they took it to the lab, they're testing it out in the lab of above a common few days, and if any one of the cases that the Gemara discusses is not derabbanan, then the whole theory goes up in smoke. So what were the three cases? One of the cases was, what was the easiest case to call derabbanan? It was like a cinch. Prusbel, right? That was like a no-brainer. That's for sure. Derabbanan. Everyone knows that. And the Gemara talk about shibudim, about being goyve, being goyve from yisaimim avodim. So Tosfos got a little bit, got a little scared about that. Got a little nervous. Tosfos, wasn't so certain why, because Tosfos is well aware of the fact that whether or not shibuda, the concept of collecting shibud nechosim, is a din derais or din derabbanan, is far from simple. There are Gemaras in Bava Basra about it, Gemaras later on in the Pesach Kedushin about it, an unresolved issue in Shas. So Taisa says you're right. Maybe it's an unresolved issue in other places in Shas, but in Bava Kama Yudbeis, the Amoraim who are discussing Sugya Daf Yudbeis must be of the opinion Shibud is Derabbanan. So you can already, when you see a line like that in Taisa, you already know we're heading for trouble. You already know when Taisa has to start doing acrobatics and showing you, well, that line in the Gemara that discussed Shibud, because my theory is right, so I gotta. We're not also falsifying the lab results. We're just saying that, there's a certain theory and it's got to be true. Taisus says, well, the only way for this theory to be correct, and again, I don't mean it all in a negative way, the Halakha Valley Taisus, offer Anu Takas, Kabbas Reglaim, but you see Taisus struggling. You see the Valley Taisus, they're sweating a little bit, saying that, well, a theory has to be right, and therefore the Gemara, Shibudah de Raisa, it must be Shibudah de Rabbanan. Okay, we could take that. We could deal with that. Then we get to the third case. And Taisus again begins to sweat. Taisus begins to say, wait a second, Agav, Kinyan Agav, Parsha Kinyonim, Deraisas. It must be that this is one of those few Kinyonim that only Derabbanan. And here Taisus is standing on a little bit steadier ground, a little bit stronger ground. Why? Because after all, the whole Mokor that Agav exists is not even a possible Chumash anyway. So Taisus is comfortable to say, well, Kinyan Agav is only Derabbanan. And with this, Taisus rides off into the sunset and off your days in Bava Kama. They advance their theory, nothing in the lab refuted their theory, and Bava Kama continues and goes back to Amar Ula and Veloz about some other topic. Atkan Tiviyat Tais in Bava Kama. Of course, other Balei HaTosim, for example, the Tosfos who wrote Kedushin of Hem and Aleph, those Tosfos were responsible for the words of our Tosfos on Kedushin of Hem and Aleph, who obviously held that Agav was a what? Was a Kidin Deraisa, because if it wouldn't have been a Kidin Deraisa, then it could not have gone into the cholent of discussing Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Kesef. It wouldn't have been a good, if you think I remember whether this was a Pirch of a Pirch of a Pirch or a Pirch of a Pirch, I don't remember which state we're up to, but anything which had the word Pircha to it meant that it was a Deraisa, because we don't ask Pirchas from Dinim Derabbanan onto Kedushin Deraisa. So Tosfos and Kedushin of Hamad Aleph clearly bumps this one off. And between you and me, I'm not even sure this is right either. That I really know for certain Tosfos right on Rav Kamiyud Beis is Prisbal. So obviously, the Balei HaTosfos and Kedushin of Hamad Aleph also have to learn Bava Kamma. Eventually, you got to get to Bava Kamma. After you finish Kedushin, the next Daf Yomi is Bava Kamma. So when you get to Bava Kamma Daf Yudbeis, you have to remember honestly what you wrote in Daf Hei and Kedushin and say, hey, wait a second. We who hold that Agav is Deraisa, how do we read that Gemara? So we have to go up with another theory, we have to go with another laugh. The answer to the three discussions, the case of the discussion, is clearly not Deraisa Derabbanan. What is the other factor? What's another way of reading Rav Kamiyud Beis, which no doubt Tosfos and Kedushin must have read? One of the Mamikomas, I think I put it in the Mukhay Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, the Mukhay Yosef quoted from a Ra'ah. Comes to Ra'ah and says, third line into the Bukhya, he says, middle of the line, Fiyahi Na'amid Rav Nachman, which is talking about whether the Shibud on Avodah or not, what did the Ra'ah just say? What just said a Gevaldik, he said? What did the Ra'ah say about these three cases? Well, let's start with one of them, Shibur. Says the Ra'ah, the difference between these three halachas, in contrast to the Avad Hukshat Kakos of, oh no, that these are the three which for sure avodim or kakos, and these are the three which are up for grabs, up for discussion. Says the Ra'ah, when you're dealing with almost like an absolute criteria, almost like a gzeres hakosim type of criteria, is something in karka or something metaltalin? There's no rhyme or reason for it. Do we really know why einish banach kakos? If I were to ask you, tell me the truth. Come on, say Nenu. If I were to ask you, write me a Tami Hamid sermon Shabbos morning, why Einish Baranach Kakos? You'll philosophize, you'll tell me about economy, you'll tell me about real estate, tell me whatever Bum might see you want to tell me. At the end of the day, you have no idea why. Right? The bottom line is, Einish Dad Kach Nemr Halacha. That's the Bershal Tomei Shrevenu. You can give drushed about it, but ultimately, it's not really dependent upon anything. That chiluk between Karak and Metalatlin that we very often find in Halacha, a chiluk vis-a-vis kefil, vis-a-vis shvua, vis-a-vis ono, is not something that we really understand. There's nothing intrinsic about karka that doesn't lend itself to a shvua. There's nothing intrinsic about karka that doesn't lend itself to kefil. There are distinctions in dinim ominous that we don't always understand. But then there are other distinctions in dinim ominous, which are deraisa, that we do understand. We understand quite well why, even if you hold that shvua is deraisa, well, there's no shibud nechasim of Tatlin. Can someone explain to me why? It's economics 101. I don't know if it's going to be economics 101, but it's easy. Why is there shibud on karka that shibud on Tatlin? Even if shibud is deraisa, you tell me why. Huh? It's always there. When I lend you money, I suspect I'm going to ultimately, my ultimate recourse to get that money back is to get your house. My ultimate claim is going to be to get your field. Do I think I'm going to be able to get your car? Maybe, but you may drive the car off to California, I'll never see it again. Do I think you're going to get your animal? You may shecht it and eat it, I'll never find it again. Karka, as the Pasuk says in Kehelas, the arts of Olam Amadis. You don't need the Pasuk for that, but it's always nice to quote. Land is always here. And therefore, whenever you're dealing with land, there's a built-in what's called Smichos Das. The Das of the Malve is to collect ultimately from that land, and that Smichos Das is the engine that is ultimately driving the halach of shibud. The reason why there is shibud on karka and there's no shibud on metatlin is for that very reason. If that's the case, says in Mughiyas, the name of the Ra'ah, if you hold that shibuda is deraisa, I still understand why there's a chiluf in karka metatlin, and I still understand why avadim may no longer fall into the category of karka. Kolzman, we're dealing with Xerisa Kosta of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, a din which doesn't make any sense to us in other Mahaza, the difference between character with Tatlin. But the Rabban Shalom Gezach, the Van Hukshel Kakos. I don't understand why Van Hukshel Kakos. Frankly, I don't understand why Ain Onol Kakos. I don't understand why Ain Ishbanachos. I don't understand why Ain Kefos. I don't understand anything. So Kolzman, we're dealing with a realm of Halacha that we don't really understand. It's nothing to do with Bas of Adam. That's the din of Van Hukshel Kakos. But as soon as you tell me that the distinction, albeit midaraisa, is based on a certain mindset of people, then you have to go back and ask yourself, wait a second, well, does that mindset apply to them or not? The psychological engine that drove shibud and karka, that removed shibud from metatlin, where do avadim fit into that picture? And the answer quite possibly is, avadim, although midaraisa, hukshel kakos, and this is a deraisa dekadin, but what's driving this deraisa dekadin is the psychology, not the halacha. And therefore, avadim psychologically are much closer to what? If I were to ask you, I lend you $100, do I think I'm going to get back your Eved? You think you're going to send your Eved off to Australia? I'll never see your Eved again. Same way you're going to drive the car off to California. Same way you're going to shech the animal. I'll get your house, I'll get your land, I'll get your real estate, but I won't get your Eved. So it's quite possible, says the Ra'ah, that avadim are hukshalakakos, olagabi, these dinim deraisa of shibud. Avadim are like metatlin. Prusbul is obvious. Why do you need karka for prusbul? Come on, you tell me. Why? We spoke about this. Because normal loans involve karka. Is an evet karka for the purposes of loans? No. And therefore, ein katsur ala prusbul ala avadim. But now we get to the punchline, says the Ra'ah. Where does aga fit into this picture? So aga is very tricky, because let's not forget, we need this Ra'ah. Because we're learning Tosis in Kedushin Daf Yomi Aleph, so we want to subscribe to the view that Agav is a deraisa. The chiluk between karka and metaltalin within Kinyan Agav, even if Agav is deraisa, why is this phenomenon true? That if I see my backyard, I could sell you the animal Agav, the backyard, but if I sell you an animal, I can't sell you my cell phone Agav, the animal. Why is that? Why is Agav, the parish of Agav, only given for karka? What's the chiluk based on? Is this deraisa dika gzeres hakosav that we don't really understand? We just have a munu shleima on, or does this make an awful lot of sense? It makes a lot of sense. Says the Ra'ah, it makes a lot of sense, and I'll tell you what the sense is. Says the Ra'ah, v'chein bedina, fall onto the bottom of the Ra'ah. Remember Yosef, v'chein bedina the agav, the efshet habi din teira. It's possible that agav is deraisa. The kedushin mafik lemi dechsevit al maviim are in betzuras. Af hu toloi b'dayte shel adam, she adam seimich adav ram taltel ala karka, shu ikal le'olam she adam samech boy. Ulefikach, kaven she ein adam seimich aleim, avadim kaven adam seimich aleim, yev shel nisbak betaltel aleim. What did Ra'ah just say? And he claims Rashbam said the same thing. Rashbam said something very similar, not identical. That's why I quoted the Ra'ah. What did the Ra'ah just tell us? That Kinyan Agav is deraisa, Kenzan is deraisa, like Taisa Kedushin of Hay. But the chiluk between Karak and Betatlin is not being fueled by some gzeresav, which we don't understand. It's being driven by what? What's the factor? Psychology. What's the psychology? What's the psychology of Agav? Almost identical to shibud, namely, karka. That's the mainstay. That you want to know where to invest real estate. That's the main game. And therefore, if I'm selling you karka, metatlin can always be bought built to the karka. They can schlep along the karka. You can't have one metatlin or schlep along with another metatlin because metatlin are not so important. Metatlin don't create that smichzad. Don't create that ik. What was his lashon? Ikar. What do you say? That whole idea of ikar chamachshavta al adam al karka only applies to karka, not to metatlin, even though kinyan agav is deraisa. And therefore, in terms of the sugya and daf yudbeis, the real chiluk, argues the Ra'ah, is an issue of smichos das al karka. The psychological feel and sense that karka is really important. Metatla is secondary to karka. According to Tosfos in Bava Kamma, the real chiluk is simply the arises versus the rabbanans. Therefore, Tosfos in Kedushin of Hamad Aleph is given us, can breathe a sigh of relief. Kini Agav Kenzan and Zah, the chiluk of Bava Kamma days make sense. We're not meshubah to the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. No pun intended, right? Meshubah to the Shibudim, and everything is great. Everything is Shalom by Yisrael. Two major opinions in the Bali HaTosis, the Tosis in Kedushin, Tosis in Bava Kamma. How do you learn Pshat in Bava Kamma Daf Yudbeis? With enough Gemina for us being, is Agav Derais and Agav Derabon.
The way he's formulating it sounds like it's a form of an umdana, that we assume that people are from the Shadow and Evet. But what does that mean, technically, in a different circumstance? Maker, I did, it's something that could change if the Rabbanim would see the umdana change.
That's right.
So then, the terminology in the Gemara, the way the Gemara phrases it, sounds almost like it's impossible to change it.
The Gemara's talking about the reality. So you want to argue, you want to, forget Aga for a second. You want to suggest that if the din is based on Kach Nimra Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, and that's just the way it is, and no Nesin Akashas, that's never going to change. But if the root of the din deraisa is based on the psychology, so then it could be that that may change according to time and place. That's what you're suggesting, right? So that may be correct. And not only that may be theoretically correct, that may be practically correct. There is a Takana Sekaonim. It's quoted by the Vishayim, Takana Sekaonim, that Bizman Hazeh, Yeshiva the Metalphalon. So I state in the Goinim that we have a tradition back in the days of the Goinim, that even the Gemara said the Favorish in 100 places in Shas, there's no Shibra Metalphalon. The Goinim says, there is Shibra Metalphalon. So the question is, where did that come from? The Goinim changed the din of the Gemara. What's going on? So there are two different versions of the Rishonim to explain what the Goinim are talking about. So some say that the Goinim said, listen, the Gemara said what it said, but you know what? It's not working Bizman Hazeh. People can't always get the person's karka. Not everybody owns karka Bizman Hazeh. What are you going to do? Not everyone's not always a agricultural society. Sometimes it's more of an urban society. Not everybody owns land. And if you're not going to collect from people's metalplin, you still tittle dust if they love them. So we have to make a takona to go in and have a kolech v'hefke beis and hefke. We're going to make a takona to institute shibra metal, even though it's, so to speak, shalai kedin. That's one version of understanding what the Goyim did. And then there's a whole nother way of understanding what the Goyim did. There's some Yishayim who present the Goyim as saying that the Goyim didn't change the din. What changed? Society changed. The economy changed. Namely, if you live in a place which is an agricultural society, so everybody, I have land, I have a farm, I have, so then it's understood. My ikas vichazas is on my land, not on the couple of cows that I own. But if you have 90% of the people don't even own land, 90% of the land, 90% of the people are renting apartments somewhere, 90% of the people are not farmers anymore, everyone's businessmen already, it's a different world. Once it's a different world, then the psychology changes. So if you live in a place where the smichus das taka changes, not that the din changes, not that the taloch changes, Torah doesn't change, he's changed. The mitzvahs that was the engine behind this din ultimately changed. That's what somebody should have explained, that's what the Goyim was driving at. That's exactly what you're saying. So, in theory, that could spill over to Agav. I mean, in theory. I don't know what it was. But in theory. Yeah.
Isn't there a little bit like
time in the Krah? Well, there's no Krah in this. There's no real pasuk of this. The Gemara never tells us what the Mokar is that ain't Shiva the Metalplin. The Gemara just flippantly says it all the time. She was on Karka, not on Metalplin. Metalplin, Yasu, Lo Mishtabdi. So, they're all saying that it wasn't any great pasuk that said it. It was just common sense. It was based on Chazal evaluate. What the Smichas Das was in their days.
They just pulled away through now. How does our Pirka back in Kedushin make sense? Kina Agav isn't something that belongs intrinsically to Karka. It shouldn't be about Pirka.
Oh, very good. I mean, now we almost guilty of overkill. I mean, if we're saying, according to Tosfos in Kedushin of Hay, that there's no absolute difference between Karka and Metalplin anymore. Interesting. Anyway, I think about that one. That's a good one. It's a good cash. Okay, I think about that. We need a pircha, the pircha, the pircha, the pircha. We'll pircha it out for today. Okay. Rabbi Sai, let's move on a little bit. Because what just became, we thought was really a sideshow of the sugya, now becomes really, really the spotlight. This question is, can Agav really going to work their ice? Going to work their abanon? Do we have any other rayas, any other mishayim, any gemaras? Do we have anything to say about this? And we have a taisis tucked away in the days of an aleph. We have a half a line of a pircha, and of ham and aleph. Anybody else? So there's another Tosfos that has a comment to say about this topic, or maybe doesn't have a comment to say about this topic, depending how you read this Tosfos. We need a little bit of a background. I think I put the Gemara on, Tosfos in Bava Kama Kuf Dalet, the Gemara Batzia Mem Vav. I put it all on. Yeah, okay, very, very famous Gemara. We spoke about this Gemara before. Just chazer the case quickly. The Gemara Bava Metzia was talking about what? Who remembers? What was the case of the Gemara Bava Metzia? The Meister Sheni story. Where did we talk about this Meister Sheni story? Where did we talk about this? By Aiden and Bechalipin, right? That was the riot back and forth with Benetam, and Aiden Bechalipin, right? Only the Geirin. So Gemara's a whole Chad Gaj over here in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Hei. About a guy is trying to be paid the Meister Sheni, and he's trying to do it in a way to save a couple of dollars. He's trying to save Chaimish. And even though it's usually not a nice thing to do to try to circumvent halacha, here the Gemara tells us you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to play games with the Chaimish a little bit. Okay, that's right. It's mutter to do it for whatever reason. It's mutter to do it. So how do you play games with Chaimish? The Torah says you have to be pay a Chaimish. What's the answer? Well, the Torah says, Chiyal ish b'ma'asro. Only if you impose your own ma'aser, if I take my coins and pay to my ma'aser sheni, then I have to ma'aser chaymish. If I take my coins and pay to your ma'aser, then there's no din of ma'aser chaymish. So you have this guy standing in the geirin, and he's got all his ma'aser sheni, he's got his coins, and he's trying to figure out how to transfer ownership on these coins to what? To somebody else. That's his goal, right? He's trying really, really hard to transfer ownership of these coins. So what methods are available to transfer ownership of these coins? How can he possibly pull off this stunt to transfer ownership of these coins? We've got some ideas.
Yeah,
so the problem is they're not here. He's got the coins sitting in his house. So what's he going to do? How's he going to transfer ownership of the coins? Who's going to tell me? What would be a great Kenyan to use? Like a really, really good Kenyan. Cleveland would be a great Kenyan, right? So the Gemara raises a red flag about this. Why? What's the problem with Khalipin here? What? Well, maybe it may not work on a Madbeah, right? Madbeah maybe not be nicked by Khalipin. That's how the Gemara got into the discussion. So the Gemara's probably, well, maybe he doesn't have a Sudar, right? Maybe there are no people in the Gurin, Rabbi Natam, right? Well, we spoke about this, right? So Khalipin, some guy got lost in the show. Another possible Kenyan the Gemara discusses is what? Another good Kenyan is what? Kinyan Agav, right? That's a pretty good Kinyan. The Gemara says, "Vilik Nino, but Kinyan Agav." So the Gemara says, "No, he doesn't have any land." So the Gemara says, "He doesn't have land. Where is this nincompoop standing? Where is he? Guy's a klutz. Where he's in a geirin, not somebody else's geirin. How come I see it's somebody else's geirin?" Okay, so we breathe a sigh of relief. So Agav is not a good Kinyan. I mean, it is a good Kinyan. It's not going to work yet. So jump there to the back burner. Agav would have been a good Kinyan. We wouldn't have. Had any qualms with using Kenyan Agav to get out of Chaimish. The only reason why we couldn't do it is because maybe the guy doesn't have land, maybe he did, maybe he doesn't, and you know, again, we're not learning this right now, but for our purposes, Kenyan Agav is a valid method to use Lahaknas HaKesef Liftor Mechaimish. Right? That's clear as day for the Gemara. Kenyan Agav, if it would have worked, it would have worked. I mean, it doesn't work because he doesn't have land, but in theory, it would have been a good method, right? Everyone got that? That's cool. Comes Tosfos, the Baba Kama Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. And it is addressing the following problem. Tosfos discovered that there's another Kenyan out there, another method that the Gemara didn't bother to raise. The Gemara exhausted Chalipin, the Gemara exhausted Agav, and the Gemara left us hanging. Frektisis, where the Gemara ends, that's what we start. We have another way to transfer ownership on the coins. You won't believe it. You know what it's called? Who knows what it's called? It's called an Odisa. What's an Odisa? So you got to learn almost 150 blot into Bava Basra. Kuf Mem, you have to still be holding there. One Kuf Mem test of Bava Basra. My boy's learning Baba Basra this year. Zev told me the other day he doesn't know he's going to finish the Masechta. He's going to finish the Masechta, and he's going to finish the Parak. He's trying to look at Sevatim. And it's a big Parak. It's a big Masechta, 176 blot. Right, the Gemara's are short, but the Rosh Bams are very long. So on 149 blot into the Masechta, the Gemara introduces to us something we never heard of before. It's called V'leknenu be'Odisa. Odisa means I own something. I say, I own this bottle of water. Okay? And I want to transfer ownership of this bottle of water to Dr. Berman. How can I do that? But we could do a Chalipin, we could do a Hagav, we could do a Mashiach. There's so many things to do. I don't do anything. Listen to this new kinyan we're about to do. This bottle of water always belonged to Dr. Berman. I walk in and I make a statement in front of two neighbors saying, this bottle of water was always Dr. Berman's all along. Am I telling the truth? Chlal not. Sheker v'chazov. It's not true. I bought it myself. But I get up and I say with a straight face in front of two edim, this bottle of water has always belonged to Dr. Berman. You know what the Gemara says? That's what's called a kinyan what? Udisa. I was moda that the bottle of water belongs to Dr. Berman. Thus is a kinyan. And hocus pocus, the water becomes Dr. Berman's. I kid you not. The Gemara says that. Look, it'll be Odisa. So comes Tosis and Babakava Kufi Dalit and says, wait a second. Why does the Gemara kvetching and saying that we can't figure out a way to sell these coins? The coins are a mile away. Chalipin's not working. Agav's not working. Nothing's working. What do you beat such a rocket scientist to figure out how to sell these coins? Let the guy just turn around and say, these coins that are sitting in my house, oh, these coins always belong to Reuven. These are Reuven's coins from last year. I just happened to be watching them. Is it true? Chlal not. Look at the Odisa. So through the Odisa, through his statement of Hodah, let these coins become Reuven's coins. That's Taisus Kasha. Was it Taisus? Everyone saw the Taisus? So let's see how Taisus solved that problem. The ninth in the Mount of Kindness. He the parak hazav gabi hay abi begayr and deparach for likli agav ara umishani delays the ara. Hosam says Tosis mid the araisa ba'inon the isle ara the ilays the ara lo hayu kruy ma oisav mid the araisa shuchaliptos ben my pidyon ma'isa sheni aval inyan ligvais to merely collect the coins. What did Taz just say? Taz just said, Odisa is a great Kenyan, unbelievable, but Vasukuf Beptes. But it's not going to work here in Bavitsiya Daf Mem Vav. Why? Why isn't it going to work? What did Tosis just say? Tosis sounds like he just said that Odisa is a great Kenyan. Menani Mule is a Kenyan Odisa. It was made up by the Rabbanim. It took us 149 blind to Babasi to even discover it. And if you miss that one line, you'll never see it again. It doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. This Kenyan, Tetiknu Chacham, called the Kenyan Odisa, is not a Kenyan Deraisa. And therefore, it's going to fall short in Bav Metzia Daf Mem Vav, because in order to be paid the Maisa without a Chaimesh, what standards of Kinyanim do you need, says Taisus? You need a Kinyan what? Kinyan Deraisa. Because paying a Chaimesh and not paying a Chaimesh is a Deraisa de Kecheshbe. The only type of a Kinyan that's going to declare this Maisa not belonging to you, this coin is not your money, this will only be acceptable if the kinyan that you use to transfer ownership of the coin is a deraisa dika kinyan. If it's merely a derabanan dika kinyan, then still the owner of the coin is a deraisa. If you own the coins and you own the maaser, so then you have to be maaser v'chaimish. So what do you see from this taisus? That any kinyan that the Gemara did suggest to work must have by definition been a what? Been a deraisa dika kinyan. What were the two kinyanim that were being up for grabs or up for discussion in Bavitsiya Daf Mem Vav? One was Chalipin and one was what? One was Agav. So from the fact that the Gemara did entertain the real live possibility of using a kinyan Agav, even though the Gemara knew from day one you needed deraisa to the standards of kinyanim, because if derabanan would have sufficed, then Odisa would have sufficed, and the whole Gemara wouldn't have existed. Zetman Fendosis Taisvis, that kinyan Agav must be a what? Must be a kid in deraisa. So we could take this taisim of a kamdaf kuvdalad and put it on the list of which taisim that hold the deraisa. They're in sync with the taisim in our sugya against the taisim in Baba Kamadaf Yudbeis. That's the pashas advarim in this taisim.
I think you need a kid in deraisa for the kiddon of meiser, and you can't rely on like a half kribis and half institution or banan. Would that tell us something about Maaser Sheni that maybe doesn't... Remember, like last time we were talking about does it operate based off regular Kinyan Mamon, or does it operate based off a special concept of Pidyon? If it operates based off regular Kinyan Mamon, I would think it had the same standards. You should be able to use rabbinical
do you think that I can own a lulav in Esar Rabbanan and I can be Yotzei Sukkot? I can be Yotzei lulav in the first Esar? You think I can own a ring mid the Rabbanan and I can be Mekadesh Nisha with that ring? Well, we're going to talk about it. That's exactly what we're talking about. Who sees the Raya from the Tosis? Kavalika. Who saw the Tosis? Three long Tosis. Kavalika Raya from Tosis. Comes with Kiveger. And he says, I'm not so sure that we read the Tosis correctly. There's another way of reading the Tosis. Says with Kiveger, Tosis is drawing a distinction between Odisa that works as Mamanis, the Gemara Baba Basu Kupim Test speaks about Odisa being a way to transfer, that Odisa is enforceable in Beis Din. If I'm in an Odisa on something, the other person can take me to a Dintera and collect it, no question about it. That's what the Gemara said in Baba Basu, the liquid will be Odisa. And yet Tosis is saying, notwithstanding the fact that Odisa is valid, it's going to fall short in Maisa Sheni, and we're guessing that Tosis is highlighting their Isis versus their Rabbanans. And therefore, we can imply that Agav is deraisa. So, there's another way to read the Tosfos. We misunderstood what the phrase Kinyan Odisa means. You know what Kinyan Odisa is? An absolute, complete mistake. There's no such animal, no such entity called Kinyan Odisa. It's called an Odisa. We called it a Kinyan Odisa. You know what an Odisa is? Odisa is the Ag word for, you know what? For Hodah. You know what Hodah is? What word is Hodah? What long phrase is the word Hodah conjure up? Hodah is about din kimei edim dom. You know what Kinyan Odisa, quote unquote, is? You know what a Kinyan in quotation marks is? If I walk to in front of two edim and I say, this bottle of water has always belonged to Dr. Berman. Let me ask you a question. Does this bottle of water really truly belong to Dr. Berman? Was I mocking him the water? Absolutely not. What kind of game is that? Book nights is like Odisa. Who heard of Odisa? Mashiach, Akbar, Khalif, and Arab, it's not a Kenyan. When Dr. Berman takes me to a din Torah next week and says, give me back the pile of water, I say, no, it's my water. What does Dr. Berman pull out in Beis Din? He pulls out the two Eidim who have a what? Who are Meyid that I gave a Hodas Baldin last week that the water is his. He has a Hodas Baldin, he made him dummy on his side. He's got 100 Eidim who testify that he's the rightful owner of that water. Was I mocked to him the water? No. It was not a Kenyan. It's just that Beis Din is going to pass him and he gets the water anyway. Because I was mocked that this is water. Klapei Shmaya, is it Dr. Berman's water? Bechlal not. Who really owns the water? I own the water. Was I mocked to the water? No. But Beis Din, the fee, the koyach of Dini Mammon, is based on the Pasha of Asher Yomaki, who's there? The Pasha of Hadas Baldin, made him dummy. Beis Din has to enforce that the water is taken away from me. But you want to know who owns the water? I still own the water. Therefore, Taisa says beautifully, you want to use Odisa to be paid the Maisa Shemi out of Chumash? Are you crazy? Odisa is not a Kenyan in Bechlal. What's my Kenyan is Odisa? What heard of Odisa being a Kenyan? If Odisa would have been a Kenyan, then it would have worked. And it's quite possible, says the Bikinagar in this time, if Odisa would have been a Kenyan, even if it would have only been a Shvacha Kenyan, namely a Kenyan what? Even a Niach Odisa would have been merely a Kenyan Derabbanan. If it would have at least been a Kenyan Derabbanan, it would have worked to be Paitef from Chaimesh. Because even Kenyan Derabbanan Paitef from Chaimesh, like what? Like, give me a good example of a Kenyan Derabbanan Paitef from Chaimesh, according to this tzad. Agav. Maybe Agav is Derabbanan. Maybe you're right. Maybe Agav is Derabbanan. Maybe Kenyan Derabbanan works to Paitef from Chaimesh. Maybe your assumption is correct. You're mechavin to the second side of Rebbe Kiveger. So Rebbe Kiveger, the Chiddush of, looks at this Tosfos Baba Kamma. Tosfos Kuf Daled is drawing a distinction clearly between Agav worked for Hakdas HaKesef for the B'Chaimish. Odisa clearly ain't no mayo. It doesn't do the trick for Hakdas HaKesef for the B'Chaimish. It's not going to work. What's the difference between the two? So one possible difference is Agav is the Deraisa and Odisa is only the Rabbanan. If Tosfos and Baba Kamma is saying that, then they're basically repeating what they hold in Kedushin Daf Hey. If Tosfos and Baba Kamma is saying that, no, this is not a Kenyan altogether, it's only a Hodah, and this is a Kenyan, and maybe even a Kenyan Derabbanan, then this Tosfos and Baba Kamma Kuf Daled is more in sync with which Tosfos? Same as Echta. Back what they said in Baba Kamma Daf Yedeis. So when all the dust settles, we have three Tosfos that say something about the topic. One Tosfos we know says they're Isa, one Tosfos we know for sure says they're Abaran, and the other Tosfos we're not sure which way it goes.
Even if it's not a Kenyan, if I'm loaded at his stuff, then it's
I still don't have to take a whole chumash because it's not mine.
It is yours. It's yours, but Beis Din is going to take it away from you.
So it means that I'm motivated.
It's yours, but it's still yours. Because you're a chakran. We know you're lying. Beis Din knows you're telling you.
So why does he get it?
Because Hadas Badin made him know me. We know that you're lying.
It's your motor that was always his, so it's not yours, then you know how much.
But you're. What do you mean you know that? You know it's yours. You're a liar. You know that it's yours.
We're still passing that it's not yours.
Because you have such a belief in the system of Psach Halacha changes the Mitzvahs. Come on. We know it's not. We know it's not his.
Like the Shari system?
Nah, come on.
Yeah. The Sugin Daf Chavav, where the Gamliel needs to give Meiser, so in Shas Viewer, so he explains, and he does the Kinyan Agav here. So if
Odisha is a Kinyan,
then why?
So you want to know how does Kinyan work over there, right? That's your question. How does Kinyan Agav work over there? If you need a Kinyan Derais and Agav is only there, how's it going to work over there, right? Okay. And I wait to get that Chavav till we talk about that. You're right.
It's a good kasha. It's
a good way of saying we're not talking about this so fast. Yeah.
Right.
That simple reading of that Gemara sounds like. Right. You're right. So everybody said, does any of this matter? I mean, everything matters because we want to understand Chochmas HaTorah. But between you and me, does it matter? L'maisa, let's rephrase that. Make a difference, L'maisa. I'll tell you the background of why this may impact on our lives. We spoke about this in the past. The famous Mechiras Bechor / Mechiras Chometz saga. How in the world do you get your Bechor, first, you have the animal, the mother of the animal. How do you get the behemoth who's about to give birth over to the goy? How do you get your chametz sitting in your house over to the goy? So, what did the Rishonim say in the second Berakha B'chairis? What does famous Taisa say? It's machlokes who and who? How do you sell things to goyim? Come on, Chazara guys, how do you sell things to goyim? However you sell things to Jews, that's how you don't sell things to goyim. Okay? Everything is backwards. So go through the cheshbon again. According to Rabbi Yechon, it says about Torah most kindness, what do you got to do? For a goy, you got to do Mashiach. According to Rish Lach, it says Mashiach for Rashi, you got to do most. How do we pass it in the halacha? Like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What do we do, says Taisus? You better do both. That's beautiful, wonderful, but not always realistic. Doing both would mean practically, Bizman Azam, when Mr. Brown comes in and buys chametz, he would have to come into your house and my house and Yenim's house, into 4 million houses, and pick up every box of crackers, every box of cereal, every box of noodles, Baruch Hashem, no bottles of schnapps in that community, but whatever he would pick up, all the pizza stuffed away in all the ovens that are waiting for the big day, for the minute that Yontif is over, or sometimes the minute before Yontif is over, so they start opening up the pizza stores again, right? All for these very, very critical things of people who haven't eaten anything in the last 8 days, so they somehow can't survive without pizza. That's for all the tzaddikim who are still home for Pesach. Again, well, they're leaving all these things out, okay? Rabbi Say, bottom line is Mr. Brown, he's a nice guy, but that nice he's not. He's not doing that in Erev Pesach, I guarantee you. I don't really want him to go scrounging around Erev Pesach doing that. So we're in a dilemma. How am I going to get my chametz over to him? So the Rishonim don't talk about this question for an obvious reason, because they didn't sell chametz in the days of the Rishonim. Why didn't they sell chametz in the days of the Rishonim? Not that you can't sell chametz. The Tosefta speaks about selling chametz. But the Tosefta says, if you're stuck in a boat somewhere in Erev Pesach, you're on a cruise, and you forgot to sell chametz, and now Nebuch, what are you going to do about? So you forgot to get rid of your chametz. All right, so sell to the guy who's also on the cruise with you. See, it's not even a kosher cruise. You're in a trade for cruise. The guy will sell. So the Tosefta says, b'shas l'chag gadol, you're stuck. Sell the guy your chametz. The implication is normal people are not selling chametz. Why are they not selling chametz? Who had any chametz? You finish up a couple of pieces of bread, you did a little bit of beer chametz, you had 3 slices of bread left, you ate it, and finishing gemaru. What's my chametz? So then later, Jews started going into the schnapps business and other food businesses. So now it became a big tzarech. So all of a sudden, what started out in the days of the Tanoim as a once in a blue moon became every rabbi becomes Chodesh Nisan becomes his entire parnasa trying to figure out how to sell chametz. Good, fine. But the Rishonim did talk about the dilemma by animals. So the same problem in the days of the Rishonim, they had the problem with animals. In the days of the Rishonim, they had problems with chametz. It's the same basic problem. How are you going to go about doing a mechiras b'chor behemah Torah if something's not practical for the guy to come and pick up every animal? So maybe Tosfos is sensitive to this, and the Rosh Hashanah b'chairis is sensitive to this. And the Rishonim describe another way, another possibility of doing a kinyan. And it's unclear what that other kinyan is exactly. It's something that's supposed to solve the world's problems. I think the Rashi uses the lashon. It's supposed to be the best kinyan around. It's not clear exactly what that kinyan is. The only thing that is clear is that it has something to do with land. So I think the Rashi, lashon, the tenth of the Rambam came is. That instead of focusing on buying the animal, let's sell to the guy the land where the animal is. And some of that's going to solve the world's problem. And that's easy to do. Why? Because that's karka. It's sitting in the corner of my barn. That's karka. Karka is easily bought with kesef. Bain for Jews, bain for goyim. Stay Ephron, right? Everyone agrees. Nobody questions that a goy can buy land with kesef. So instead of focusing on metalplin, or buying the animal, or buying the chametz, which gets us into the balagan of Rabbi Yechem Ishlachish, Rashi Rabbi Natam, circumvent the whole thing, says the Rashi, and sell the land instead. But I don't want to sell, I want to sell an animal. I want to sell chametz. I want to sell the land. How's that going to help me? So there's something almost missing in the Rashi. Something missing in the Rishonim's Eitzah. So when you read this Eitzah of the Rishonim, what do you think they're saying? So I could have one of two guesses what I think it is. Who thinks it's agav? Who thinks it's something different? What would be the something different? Maybe it's kinyan chatzer. Kinyan chatzer is not kinyan agav. Don't confuse the two. Kinyan chatzer means I own a back. I own 36 replicas. You want to sell me something, so you take your item and you put it into 36 replicas. I'm having in mind to be kind. I'm kind with the kinyan chatzer. I don't have to pick it up. I don't have to touch it. I have to give you money. No chalit benali. I'm kind. Is that kinyan agav? Not at all. You didn't sell me karka. I owned the karka beforehand, and you put your animal, you put your car, you put your item, your safe or whatever it is into my courtyard, into my chatzer. That's a kinyan of itself. So, for kinyan chatzer to be effective, you need not transfer ownership of the land to me. Forget I owned the land from beforehand. But there's a quirk for kinyan chatzer to be effective. Where must the metatlin be placed? In the chatzer. I can't say to you, you want to sell me an animal in China, so I'm having in mind it's in my chatzer. But I don't own real estate in China. I own real estate in New Jersey. So if you put your animal into my chatzer, then I'm kind. If you put it into China, that's not going to work for me. So kinyan chatzer is good in the sense that it doesn't need a haknasa karka at the same time. It's bad that the metatlin must find a way into the chatzer physically. Agav is opposite of that in both cases. Agav must take place at the same time that I'm selling you the karka. I'm saying the metatlin agav the karka, but the gemara pasuk tzuchus lobrin and tzivurin. The metatlin need not be on the karka. So let's say I want to sell you a piece of real estate in China and an animal in New Jersey. I can do that. You make a kinyan on the karka. Of the karka, you're kind of the metal, you're the nowhere near where the karka is. So when the Rosh, Taiz and the Rosh speak about selling the chometz, or selling the bechor, selling the animal of the bechor to the guy, they speak about selling the land, so I can understand that one of two ways. Either they're referring to a kinyan chotzer, namely, let's do a kinyan on the land, and once the guy owns the land, memela, any animal that's on that land belongs to the guy, al kinyan chotzer. That's one option. Well, maybe they didn't mean kinyan chatzer, they meant kinyan agav. Because at the same time that I'm selling you the land, I'm selling you the metatlin also. So it's not a crystal clear from the Rishonim which kinyan they meant. So this was a major, major, major dispute as to what this Eitzah, this is supposed to be the world's greatest Eitzah, to solve the world's problems of Bechor and Chometz, but we're not quite sure what the Eitzah was. So came along one of the earlier Acharim, the Birchas HaZevach was his name. Anyone know why he's called the Birchas HaZevach? Because he wrote a parish of Maseches Vachim. He wrote many svarim, but it's known as the Birchas HaZevach. He was Mishpacha, I think, with the Ktzai. I think he was a Ptzai. Mechutanim back with the Ktzai. I forgot about who was related. He was related somehow, I think, to the Ktzai. I don't remember how. So came along the Birchas HaZevach, and he said, I'll tell you what Tais of the Rosh don't mean. They don't mean Kinyan Chatzer. They could not have ever meant Kinyan Chatzer. Why could they not have meant Kinyan Chatzer? We learned the first Bech of Bar Metzia with us. Why could they not have meant Kinyan Chatzer? The Gemara says that Chatzer, at least according to one side of the Gemara, how does Kinyan Chatzer work? I gave it Kinyan Chatzer. The Torah says there's a din of kinyan chatzis. The Torah says it by gittin, the Torah says it by gnevis. There's a parasha hatayr, a parasha kinyanim called kinyan chatzis. So there's no question there's a din derais called kinyan chatzis. It works with gittin for kedushin. It's mamash a din derais, kinyan chatzis. I don't have to put the ring on the wife's, on my kallah's finger. I can just take the ring and drop it into her backyard, and she's mekudesh is b'deraisa. So kinyan chatzis is a gevaldik kinyan b'deraisa. Conceptually, how does it work? So the Gemara has one sadim of mitzvah to say it's like shlichus. It's a strange kind of shlichus, but just as I can appoint a shliach to do something on my behalf, and even though I'm not doing it, so I'm in China, but my shliach is accepting kedushin in New Jersey. So too, I'm in China, and my chotzer is accepting kedushin in New Jersey. So chotzer is like, it's an inanimate shlichus, but it's basically rooted in pasha shlichus. I wouldn't have said it on my own, because I would have thought shliach has to be a bardas, but it's a chiddush ha-Torah that my chotzer can serve as, in effect, my quasi shliach. And the Gemara's not sure whether that's correct or not, whether that they even, whether chotzer is mishum shlichus, the Gemara's not sure. But alat sad, that chotzer is mishum shlichus, the Gemara puts the brakes on. The Gemara says, if chotzer is mishum shlichus, what's the corollary of that statement of chotzer is mishum shlichus? Anyone who doesn't have the ability to do what? To appoint a shliach, by definition, doesn't have the ability to have a chotzer either. And who does the Gemara single out? Who does the Gemara single out? Remember? A katan or a katana. That's the context of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, does a katan or a katana have a kidney chotzer or not? I can give a gift to a katan or a katana, remember? Who remembers? Das Chas Machnas, right? We spoke about this. I can affect the kinyan to a katan or a katana, min ha-tur, probably. But can I give a gift, can a katan or a katana be zoichim in a hefker, derech kinyan chotzer or not? So the Gemara says, depends. If you hold that chotzer is mishum shlichos, then not. If you hold chotzer not mishum shlichos, then yes. So kum tibich zevach, and took the Gemara one step further. He said, well, just as the Gemara says, that we're not so convinced that a katan has a chotzer, for the same identical reason, we should not be so convinced who else may not have a chotzer. A goy may not have a chotzer either. John Brown may not have a chotzer. Because a goy doesn't have shlichus, and shlichus b'yachon, anyone who learned kedushin after the malach knows that, ben bris, ma, tem b'nei bris, ha-shulchan b'nei bris, that's ABCs of shlichus. The pasha shlichus is only nischatcha for Jews, not for goyim. So you just connect the dots, says the Birch HaZevach. If chotzer is b'tam shlichus, a katan doesn't have chotzer, so meila, a goy doesn't have chotzer either. What was the rush talking about? What was Tosfos about? What was the Rishonim talking about? That the way to sell the animal to the goy is by putting it into the land. What's about putting it into the land? That's the chotzer. Ain't shlichus the chotzer to kill the goy. Mitay chaymer hakusha, says the Birch HaZevach, we misunderstood what the Rishonim meant. The Rishonim did not mean chotzer. What did they mean? They meant agav. Because it's better than chotzer. Agav works in the vasachas. Yesh agav l'goy. Agav does not do with chotzer with shlichus. I was a different kid. It's based on tzukum and divrei yomim. That's what the Rishonim meant. We misunderstood. We missed the boat on what the Rishonim were talking about. Comes the k'tzais and disagrees on both the kudus of the Birch HaZevach. Comes the k'tzais and says, the whole kash of the Birch HaZevach, was flawed, that it's taka not true. The emes labito of the k'tzais is yesh kinyan chotzer liyakum, and he brings a gemara from Avod Zara that he thinks tells you that. Ay, chotzer l'shem shlichus. So the k'tzais says, I'll razzle dazzle shtickle Torah and hook shlichus to explain away why the Birch HaZevach's raya wasn't a good raya. Where there's a difference between the nature of the din of Ein Shlichus, the Kazan, and Shlichus Yaakov, not for now, but Metzia days, we spoke a lot about it. So the Ktzai says, what prompted the Birch HaZevach's whole kasha, why he had to change the simple meaning of the Rishonim and make a kid in Agav rather than Chotzer, based on a mistake. The Ktzai says that Yesh Shlichus, Yesh Chotzer L'Akom, even though Ein Shlichus ain't Chotzer L'Kotan. But what's important for us, as the Ktzai says, the Birch HaZevach's solution to the non-existent kasha, the Birch HaZevach's solution is not correct either. Because says the K'tzais, agav, taka won't work for a guy. Agav will not work. Chotzer is the key that will work, but agav is not going to fly. Why won't agav work? Why won't agav work for a guy? Why not? What's wrong with agav? Agav sounds great, whether you need agav or not, whether chotzer works or not, I don't know, but what's wrong with the Birch HaZevach? So you didn't like his cash. Okay, you thought his solution was superfluous. But at the end of the day, it's not a bad solution. So what's the chisson of agav? So the K'tzai says there are two problems with agav. And both problems stem from the same basic premise. Says the Ktzais, Yadua Mefursum, the Kinyan Agav is only a Kinyan what? It's only a Kinyan Derabanan. And who does he quote to support that? Kinyan Agav is only a Derabanan? Tazin, Rav Kamad Afir Beis. And who does he not quote to refute that? Tazin Kedushin Afay. And who does he not even address? Tazin Kuf Dalat, I remember what he says about that. The Ktzais says, Kinyan Agav is Yadua Mefursum is only a Kinyan Derabanan. I is a Pasuk, it's only Ksuv Mestar Chumash. Only a Kinyan Derabanan. Only. And once you got him to Rabbanan, throws two curveballs at you. Because he's convinced that Kinyan Agav is only the Rabbanan, the Tazin Babakam is the Emes Lamitai, Kinyan Agav is not going to be the solution to the Bechor or the Chametz problem. Why not? Who's going to tell me why? For two reasons. First of all, says the Ktzais, Kinyan the Rabbanan don't work for Goyim. The Rabbanan made takanas for Jews, not for Goyim. Premise number one, he quotes Rishon who says that, maybe others disagree, but that's premise number one, but that's not even what we want to focus on now. We want to focus on the second objection. What's the second objection? Even if somehow it works for Goyim, it's not going to work here. You know why? Because what standard do we need, Rabbi Isai? What are we talking about? We're talking about Bechor. What are we talking about? We're talking about Chametz. Is Pesach deraisa or derabbanan? Is Bechor deraisa derabbanan? He's a dini taira. He's a psukim and chumash. I want to know, Rabbi, do I own the pizza that's sitting in my freezer or not? So you're going to tell me a bubba might say and say, well, according to the chumash, you really still own it. But the good news for you is that according to the rabbis who made it takana at some point in Jewish history between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the compilation of the Mishnaic period, somebody made a takana that you don't own this chumash anymore. Whoop-de-doo. That's not going to help me. I want this not to be my chraisa. Or this farmer comes and says, Rabbi, I got this animal, I gotta get, you know, gotta sell this animal to the Gentile. So the rabbi says, no problem, we'll sell it according to rabbinic law. He says, I don't want rabbinic, I want biblical Judaism. I don't want rabbinic Judaism. Those terms, you should never even use such terms. They're rooted in Epicurus, those terms. They don't know what I'm talking about. You see those terms thrown around a lot. Different forms of Judaism. So Rabbi Isai, the farmer, he's looking at the rabbi and saying, you're going to tell me a story that Kinyan Agav is a good Kinyan? Rabbi, you must hold like that Tosos in Masechet Kiddushin, but I hold like that Tosos in Bava Kama 12a, says in my art scroll Talmud Schattenstein edition 12a, that's only a Kinyan Derabbanan. It's not going to fly for me. So he says the farmer's right, the rabbi's wrong. The rabbi should go back to Lindaf Yomi. The farmer, the rabbi's sitting here learning Shittel Torah and Ktzais, but the farmer knows what it says in Ktzais. So comes the Ktzais and says, Kinyan Agav is only a kid in Derabbanan. It's only a kid in Derabbanan. It's not going to fly here for Bayi Rohim. It's not going to fly for Kedushas Bechor. So the worst Kinyan we ever want to do is a Kinyan Agav. That would be the silliest Kinyan to do. What is Kinyan Agav for? Which Kinyan should you do? A Kinyan Chotzer. That makes a lot of sense. So Rabbi says, Machlekes min ha-Kotzer la-Kotzer between the Birch Zevach and the Ktzais. As to which Kinyan the Taizen the Rush mean, is that Mechuvashim, who's the greatest Kinyan? It's the most Kaval, that's Losh the Rush. Mechuvashim is the greatest of the greatest in Kinyanim, we just have no clue which one it is. It's either Chotzer or Agav. So the Zevach was siding with that, it's Agav. It can't be Chotzer, it's got to be Agav. And the Ktzai said, no, it can be Chotzer, and it is Chotzer, and it can't be Agav. At the end of the day, whether it can or cannot be Agav ultimately boils down to which Taizen is the Evis. Is the Tazen Daf Yud Beis and Bava Kama right? The Tazen Kedushin right? Tazen Bava Kama Kuvdal, we have no idea what he said. We can hang it, they know what he said. So whether or not Agav is deraisa derabbanan will ultimately is the issue behind can we use Kinyan Agav to get out of Chometz problems or not. So you thought this Tazen Kedushin of Hemanoff wasn't relevant to Lamaisa. Gotta think again. This is really relevant to Lamaisa. How do we paskin? Halacha to the two Taisim. Which kinyan do we use? When we sell our chametz to the goyim, do we use Agav or do we use Chotzer? Anyone know? Anyone have any idea? We use both because we don't know. Because we're not quite sure which one is correct, but the Birch Zevach is right or the Ktzais is right. The Minhag Olam for the last 200 years has been, we throw in both. And within the Shtar, we actually explain it spelled out in real English that only the lawyers know how to read. It says, we're doing a Kinyan Chotzer, and explain what a Kinyan Chotzer is, Kinyan Agav, explain what a Kinyan Agav is. A whole paragraph dedicated to Kinyan Chotzer, a whole paragraph dedicated to Kinyan Agav, Dafka, because this Machlok is Birch Zevach and the Ktzais, which is ultimately 2 days. Who remembers another Kinyan we threw in for good luck? Chalipin, that didn't solve the world's problems. Maybe according to Rabbi Tam it did, but who was the Bar Plukta there? Who was the Rishon that said the Chalipin is not going to fly? Remember, we had a Meiri, the Shach, remember the Shach? Didn't we talk about this? Right? The Chalik is back in the Chalipin days. Who remembers another good Kinyan we threw in for good luck? We shook hands with the guy, why? Situmta, Tkiyas Kaf, like a Situmta, we threw that in for good luck. Maybe that's good. Who knows whether it's good or not? So we're searching for Kinyanim. Rabbi say, it sounds like we got the whole thing down pat. That at the end of the day, whether or not Kinyan Agav is valid for Mechiras Chametz, ultimately revolves around the 2 days of Tashis. That seems to be the conclusion, right? Everyone's happy with that conclusion? Not yet happy with it. I'll tell you why. Comes the Divya Cheskel, Helga Agachir and Shiva Slobodka. Comes the Divya Cheskel and says, you know, I can have my chometz to eat it, my cake and eat it. I can tell you that Kinyan Agav is Dirabanan and still have it be effective for Mechiras Chometz. I have no problem with that. Now the Divya Cheskel, Kol Hater Kula was Golu the fun of. He knew quite well that there was an age old Machlokes Rishonim, whether for Dinim Deraisa you need standards Deraisa, standards Derabanan. Don't think he didn't know that in Slobodka. Slobodka they knew a lot. Says in the Divya Cheskel, but for Mechiras Chometz, I can get away with the Kinyan Derabanan. How does that happen? Okay, how can you say that? Why is Mechiras Chometz more nitan to Kinyan Derabanan work? So maybe you have to ask ourselves a question. You know, we've been throwing around this idea a little bit. We talked about it in the past. When you have Deraisa to take a standard, you need a Kinyan Deraisa. Because after all, the rabbi can't change the Torah law. I mean, that's a different form of Judaism, right? That's not acceptable. So come on, you think that's a kasha? Come on, you told me. Mitch, come on, you tell me. What's the answer to that kasha? How could the rabbi change the Torah law? Do a simple vehicle. What's it called? Hefke Beis Nefke. What's the big deal? Hefke Beis Nefke. So I throw the kasha back at you. How can anybody say that a kid in Derabanan doesn't work for their eyes? Hefke Beis Nefke is a short Isa. What's the answer? Listen to the words. Divya Cheskel, listen to the words. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, Zedin, Deraisa. Learn down from Sukkim. Hefker, Bezdin, I said 10 times. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. What does it not say? It doesn't say Haknoz, Bezdin, Haknoz. It says Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Right? It's quite possible, and the Rishonim say this, that Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is Pshit Kibashmon. Bezdin can be Mafki Mammon. But there's no authority the Bezdin has to transfer mammon to somebody else. Bezdin doesn't have the mechanics to do that. The only mechanics of transferring money is Pashas HaKinyonim. Kesef, Chalipin, Shtar, Chazor, whatever the Kinyon is. Hefker Bezdin Hefker is a mechanism of to be mafke, it's not a mechanism to be makne. And therefore, when the halacha requires that something belong to me, Hefker Bezdin Hefker is not going to do the trick. Dinim Derabanan, not going to do the job. No, who's going to answer now my kasha? No, come on. I own all this pizza, and I go ahead and I sell the pizza using a lot. Using a Kinyan Derabanan, which is relying ultimately on Hefker Beis and Hefker. And the Ktzai starts screaming at me, no, it's not going to work. Why is the Ktzai screaming it's not going to work? Because you want to get rid of that Chometz with the Raisa. That Chometz has to belong to the Goyim with the Raisa in order for you not to be Avi Matzei. So the Ktzai says, if you need a Kinyan Deraisa, if you got to get out of Bayrav Matzei Deraisa, you need a Kinyan Deraisa. Wrong. Not true. In order to get out of Bayrav Matzei, what do you have to have?
It doesn't
have to belong to the guy. Shalchoy ataraya. As long as it's not yours, you're home free. Kinyanim derabanan zokti biches and slobotka de zogin. But kinyan derabanan is talking not good enough to be makdim in deraisa. It can't be makdim in deraisa. But what can it do in deraisa? It can declare it to be hefker. It's no longer mine in deraisa. If it's no longer mine in deraisa, then I don't have to worry about it. It's not my problem. Minatayr is not my problem. Midrabban, it's a problem. Midrabban, the kidney works. Midrabban, you can't have hefker shalchem, hefker tikachamis in my house anyway. But midrabban, it's not mine even. But in a pure, if I come to Meshavet and say, Meshavet Beinu, I just sold my chametz to Mr. Brown. Moshe Ben is sitting on the couch. I just sold to Mr. Brown my pizza. I have to explain to Moshe Ben what a pizza is. Mr. Brown, explain him all the facts. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yomadeinu Rabbeinu, I just sold my pizza to Mr. Brown. So Moshe Ben asked me, which kinyan did you use? I said, I just used the kinyan Agav. So Moshe Rabbeinu Kizok, Agav? You know, that's a din derabanan. We don't hold that in the midrash. That's only a din derabanan. So that chametz is not Mr. Brown's. What's my next line? Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Mr. Brown's, but who else is it not? Not Mr. Cohen's either. It's not mine. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why? Because she didn't get enough lamed vav. Hefker bezin hefker. She said, but you're right. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're right. That we circumvented the din deraisa by using a kinyan in derabanan, not because it belongs to the goyim in deraisa. The taka doesn't belong to me deraisa, it doesn't belong to me with deraisa, and that's good enough to get out of by Rav Matzah. Gaval Gevor from Divya Ches, Mamish Meiridik. That's how they used to learn Slavotka. Gaval Gevor. Against the Ktsois. The Ktsois brought a riot. Ktsois said, Allah Tzadar, Agav Durban, it's not going to work. There's one last tiny, tiny sliver of a piece that's missing. What is that? Just one?
Chachamim said in certain cases.
Wrong, it's not what I'm having. I mean, you can say it, but.
Chachamim said in certain cases that this case is a case of does a normal
Beis
Din have the power to sit down and make something
after
in today's day?
The Beis Din instituted Kinyan Agav back in the days of Yehoshaphat HaMelech, whoever it was, Winston Kinyan Agav, licked in that Tekonis Kinyan Agav is the fact. Yomafke, Yomavim, Midaraisa. That is what the Kinyan Agav the Rabbanu was. Every Kinyan Rabbanu built into that was a Tekonis, that's Hefke, Midaraisa. So this is a Gevald Gevord from the Vyechas that's going to solve the world's problems for Pesach. What it may not solve? What problem are the Rishonim trying to solve? The Chor problem. I ask you the following question. Kaddish li chol b'chor petek harecha b'vnei Yisrael b'vnei Yisrael v'lo b'ovdik echavim. A Jewish-owned animal is chayv in b'chor. A Goyish-owned animal is potter from b'chor. What do I want to know? A hefker-owned animal. Well, for lack of a better term, hefker animal chayv and potter from b'chor. Zokta Divya Cheskel? For his pshat to fly, what must he say? Because the Rishonim weren't talking about Chometz. The Rush wasn't talking about Chometz, Rush was talking about Bechor. For the Divya Cheskel to be correct, what does he have to say? That a hefker animal is not the Yisroel, it's Pata from Bechor. And those who disagreed with the Divya Cheskel point out that there are Acharonim who disagree. There's a Shekhisari, others who disagree with the Divya Cheskel. It's not true. There's nowhere in Shas does it say that a hefker animal is potter from Bechor. The Mishnah Bechor says a Jewish animal chayv, a Goyish animal potter. It does. It's not like by Rav Motzi. By Rav Motzi, if it's not mine, it's not mine. It's not mine. Chomishal hefker, the pasha is okay. Behemishal hefker, unclear. So the only thing that can make this Divya Cheskel's pshat a viable pshat is you have to assume something hukas Bechor that may or may not be correct. So Divya Cheskel writes that way. He says, yeah, I know what I'm assuming, and I'm assuming that I'm clear, and therefore my pshat is still viable. And those who disagree with Divya Cheskel said, not so fast. Bechor may be the undoing of his pshat. If you hold that for Bechor to be potter, it's got to be a goyish animal. So, and Kinyan Derabanan can't do that. And the Rishonim said that Agav does it. That's translating to me that Kinyan Agav may be deraisa. So, at the end of the day, we're not 100% sure whether Kinyan Agav is going to do the trick for chametz. According to those who say Agav is deraisa, according to Tzitzik Kedushat of Hay, Agav does a trick for chametz. You don't need chalipin, you don't need kesef and mishira. Agav is a kinyan deraisa. It's the easiest kinyan to do. It's just a cinch to do. Sell the goy half an inch of karka, sell him sell him the chametz Agav that, and call it a day. So if you believe like Tzitzik Kedushat of Hay, that's great. If you believe like Tzitzik of Akamad Afi Beis, if you hold that a kinyan derabanan is not going to work for chametz, you don't buy into the Yecheskel, then you have to search for another kingdom, maybe Kinyan Chotza, maybe a different kingdom. But if you're willing to either accept the Taisus by us or accept the Yecheskel's version that Kinyan Derabanan can at least work for the Deraisa by Rav Motzei, if you're willing to go down the Yecheskel's route or out Taisus' route, then Kinyan Agav is the greatest kingdom. Since we're not 100% sure Taisus is accepted, we're not 100% sure the Yecheskel's Lomas is accepted, Lamaisa, we use it in Ashtaros, but we throw in both, you know, boost it up with a couple of other kingdoms as well. So there is some lemaisa that came out of the sugya on the Hamidah. Okay? Good. Sure. Okay. Stop it now. A little late for Chumash, but okay. But,